231 Sickle CAI toll-free line. It's Ian here with you.
And Wayne.
And Mark.
As we launch here in hour number two of the program, again, that toll-free number is 1-800-259-9231, and you can join us online at freetalklive.com. We started last hour talking about these people who, I guess, they hold a variety of religious beliefs, but many of them all converge to believing the same thing about the year 2012. A lot of people out there are preparing for the end of the world. According to ABC News, at least, who has interviewed a number of these crackpot kooks, saying things about how they believe that the Mayans predicted this way, way back, and if you look at the Mayan calendar and blah, blah, blah. In fact, we'll check with a Mayan expert here in a moment. But some of the amateurs, here's one of them, a 25-year-old man who says he spends at least a couple hours a day researching the topic of the world ending in 2012, also runs his own website.
If I believed that the world was going to end in 2012, I wouldn't be spending a couple of hours a day researching.
If this stuff does happen, he says, I have to have a way to eat. I can hunt, fish, and purify water. I think it's the people in the big cities that need to be worried, people that can't provide for themselves. But for all the hype, there's little evidence the ancient Maya ever intended for the end of their calendar to be read as a portent for disaster. According to Stephen Houston, professor of anthropology at Brown University and specialist in Maya hieroglyphic writing, he says, these prophecies of doom really don't have any basis in what we know about the Maya. The Maya descriptions barely even talk about this event. Instead, he said, the Maya saw their...
So they do talk about it.
He said they saw their long count, the longest of their cyclical calendars, coming to an end in 2012, but also beginning anew on that same date, without disastrous consequences. He says, really, it's a conversion of people's anxieties about our times and finding some remote mythological precedent or prediction of it. Houston said about
some... I agree with that.
Yeah, I mean, people have been predicting the end of the world for the... I mean,
as long
time.
As there's been a world.
Yeah, as long as mankind has been around. There was some lady out on the Central Square here in Keene last year saying the world was going to end in May. And
it was July, I think.
I guess she was wrong, or maybe she was off by 4 years.
And if the world is really going to end, do you think that digging a little hole and living in a cave is going to help you?
Yeah, if the world's going to end, you don't know the date, I swear.
Really, it's a conversion, it says, to people's anxieties. He says people like to believe that ancient wisdom is somehow predicting this time of upheaval. A professor of sociology at the University of California, Davis, who's writing a book on the history of apocalyptic ideas, agreed. He said movements predicting the end of the world often reflect a much larger nervousness about the state of our society. Terrorism, 9/11, ecological disasters, floods and earthquakes, there's a sense that modern civilization has had its run. Those kinds of anxieties are much more widely shared than simply among people who believe in the exact date. To one of the believers, Mr. Lehman, though, those very events are warnings of what's to come. He says, we had Hurricane Katrina, the recent cyclone in Myanmar. We've got major flooding in Iowa.
Well, we've always had these things. It's just that news is better now. You just didn't know when the cyclones hit Myanmar.
He says we're always going to have natural disasters, but he says they're picking up quite frequently now.
That's because you hear about them now.
Lehman said he hoped to move away from Cape Girardeau, built on the banks of the Mississippi River, to the higher plains of southwest Missouri to keep safe from the floods, sure to follow the earthquakes of 2012.
Yep, dying to get to southwest Missouri.
Do you think there's a fantasy within these people to think, all these people in the world are going to be killed and we're going to have the earth all to ourselves?
I don't know what they think. They haven't really explained that.
I was hoping a virus would come through and kill all the men.
Oh, except for you mean?
Yeah, everybody
there
but me.
There you go.
Gerald and his Belgian, this is another crackpot, Gerald and his Belgian and Dutch followers have similar intentions, though their plan will take them much farther from home. They're looking to buy a plot of land high up in African mountains where they'll be able to withstand the monstrous tidal waves and wait out the cloud of volcanic dust that they said would block out the sun.
Not only do they know that the world's going to end, but they know how it's going to end. There's going to be a cloud of volcanic dust.
Right. Now, what are you going to have that's going to protect you from the cloud of volcanic dust, exactly? Is that gas mask filter going to last you for 40 years? How long is that going to settle around? How long are you going to have to deal with that?
And how are you going to grow these plants with these seeds if there's no sunlight?
Yeah. Gerald said the group has recently zeroed in on a location, but he won't reveal his find for fear of tipping off rival survival groups. What, they can't all work together? Don't you think if people were working together, they'd come up with more effective solutions here?
Lack mentality, man.
Yeah, but
it's a natural human reaction is to believe that, that there's a situation of lack occurring, and you know, they're fabricating what it takes in order for them to have a real lack mentality going.
Yeah, but what about all those really rich, powerful people who have bunkers underground?
Apparently they'll be okay.
They'll be okay, yeah.
Gerald's group, whose core membership consists of 16 people, but whose wait list supposedly lists hundreds, will build concrete dwellings or outfit caves for survival. After the cloud clears, Gerald said, they'll attempt to create a new, better civilization. A guiding principle will be to keep the world population as small as possible so as to not get into the same problems we face now, he says.
Yeah, and zero populationist, yeah.
He says, there's too little oil, too little grain in the world now.
Those are the lack.
Those are the kinds of problems we want to avoid. One of the group's members, Jan, a 57-year-old carpenter from Amsterdam, whose name has been changed because he doesn't want to be identified in the press. Well, why not? Why not stand up proudly and, you know, announce your beliefs to the world?
I don't know. I don't see any advantage to him standing up.
He recently drove 5 hours to attend one of Mr. Gerald's meetings in Antwerp. He says, I thought, if there's a chance that we can start a new civilization, I want to contribute. Because whether I make it or not, and there's only a small chance I will, this is important. He, who has never been married and has no children, said he's lost friends over 2012.
Surprise.
He said, all the people I've ever told about this have declared me crazy. It makes people feel uncomfortable. Now I just keep it to myself.
Best.
Gerald said he found comfort in sharing his knowledge with others since discovering what the future holds. He's written 3 books on 2012 and maintains a website on the subject. Here you go, Mark. You ready? HowToSurvive2012.com. We'll look into that here in a moment, see what sort of interesting tips Mr. Gerald has for us. When asked what would happen if December 2012 were to come and go without the earthquakes and tsunamis of his predictions, Gerald fell silent.
So how does he know it's December, not March or another month?
Well, no, I don't know if they know exactly what month it is going to be. I think the question that was asked of him was, well, if the end of December comes, if 2012 finishes, then how are you going to feel?
Stupid.
And he says, I don't really contemplate that possibility. My predictions are so spectacular, they can't possibly be wrong.
Incredible.
Oh, boy. Idiot.
So his website, again, he says he can't possibly be wrong. His website, howtosurvive2012.com. Again, we'll dig in, maybe find some interesting gems to share with you here on the air. 800-259-9231. How do you feel about this? Are you a believer? Are you somebody who's preparing for the worst in 2012? Or are you like me and 2012 is going to be another year? It'd probably be a good year, as a matter of fact, because technology continues to roughly double its capacity in a year's time. And so by 2012, we'll have amazingly fast internet and more wonderful technology at our hands. And who knows, maybe New Hampshire will have seceded by then.
And then we'll all die. Die, die.
Now, Mark, what's this lack mentality you're talking about? It's interesting to me, and I think I have an idea of what you're talking about.
Well, you know, just that people believe that they don't have enough.
There's
of something.
A shortage.
It's something. Something is a shortage.
Of X, oil,
and
or
I
whatever.
Think that it's a very, you know, this sort of hoarding mentality, you know, it goes along with that idea.
I got to get mine.
Yeah. It's a very good human trait when humans were, you know, scavengers who would bust the skulls on dead beasts in order to get the brains out of it that the predator that had killed it had left. But, you know, now not so much. We're not lacking things. And I swear it's good. It's good to have canned food around. It's not a bad idea. To have some things and be ready for a disaster. I think your flashlight should have batteries in them. I think you should have a few things. But you know, to be planning for the world ending on December 2012, a little nutty.
The only areas, if you look, you'll see the only areas in the economy where a shortage could be a problem are usually the most regulated areas by the government.
That's true.
Animals, for instance. You know, the idea of extinction, that there are so many animals that are running on the verge of becoming extinct. Well, the fact is, government prohibits people from owning those extinct animals. And
breeding them. And when you think about, for instance, the advice I was given when I was buying property in Florida was, if you find a scrub jay, which is an endangered or whatever animal, shoot it. Well, what's that? That tells you that the government, the fact that they're protecting it and they've got all these laws about building near where a scrub jay nest might be, is causing people to shoot scrub jays.
Yeah. In the marketplace, in a free marketplace, there is no shortage and there's always growth and wealth never stops growing. Wealth is unlimited as long as there's no government bureaucrats standing in the way pointing guns at the people trying to create more of it. More coming up. This is Free Talk Live.
If this is your paycheck and this is your debt, what are your options? File bankruptcy and tread water the next 7 years? Or make a call for Care One Credit Counseling Services and start getting out of debt today. A Care One Credit Counseling Agency can help you get immediate relief from stress caused by debt, and you'll have one lower monthly payment instead of the pile you have right now. Call a Care One agent today, and you can start saving hundreds of dollars in fees and interest payments. Care One agencies have helped over 4 million people get out of debt, and they can help you too. Call 800-952-9224, 800-952-9224, and find out how you can lower your monthly payments up to 57%. One 15-minute phone call can change your life. Call 800-952-9224. 800-952-9224.
Provider and licensing details are available.
Jim Newcomer from Midas Resources. July 9th, 2008. Gold opened at $921.50. 1 ounce gold coins can be purchased for $948.09, $466.95 for half ounce, and $233.48 for quarter. That's $948.09, $466.95, and $233.48.
Hedge funds caught in the malaise of mortgage bankruptcies. The bond market continues to slump. J.P. Morgan gets caught in a $10 billion bad deal for Chrysler. Housing sales fell 6.6%. Mortgage giant Countrywide showed mortgage payment woes spreading to the middle and upper class. Investors cast doubt on investment banks. Credit protection insurance for mortgage lenders is skyrocketing due to the increased risk. The U.S. dollar is free-falling against foreign currencies, and countries that previously financed the U.S. are now seeking safer alternatives. Economist Rudy Boyd published the report Bubble Leaking. Call for the report today, 800-686-2237. The value of your hard-earned money is being lost in a global game of chess. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
Life has changed. We're not 21 anymore. We have responsibilities. That's why there's Drinkin' Made Hangover Defense. Sure, we've done our share of partying.
Yeah, dude.
Now, kicking back with the neighbors and a few beers is more our style. But let's face it, as we get older, even that can leave us feeling run down the next morning. With Drinkin' Mate, you can have a few drinks tonight without waking up feeling like you had a few. Drinkin' Mate's patented and proven formula of guava leaf extract has antioxidants and other unique properties that help prevent the headache, queasy stomach, and dehydration even a few drinks can leave behind. Just dissolve one Drinkin' Mate in water and take it before bed. It's that easy. The next morning, bring on the responsibilities. Drinkin' Mate Hangover Defense is available at retailers nationwide. Pick up some today. Remember your Drinkin' Mate and wake up feeling great.
Hi, this is Brother Michael Diamond. You can now get the most important package ever on what has happened to the Catholic Church in the last 50 years. Find out how this massive crisis concerning the Catholic Church happened, what happened, and how the Bible predicted it would take place in the last days. The package contains 6 DVDs that contain 10 different programs, 2 books that combined are over 1,000 pages and other information. Order now at our website, mostholyfamilymonastery.com. That's mostholyfamilymonastery.com. The last word monastery is spelled M-O-N-A-S-T-E-R-Y. Or call us at 1-800-275-1126. That's 1-800-275-1126. Or mail in your order to us at 4425 Schneider Road, Fillmore, New York, 14735. The total cost for this massive package of information is only $10, $15 for UPS Ground, or $30 outside the U.S.
This is Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231. And get interactive at freetalklive.com.
This is Free Talk Live. You can bring up whatever's on your mind via the toll-free number at 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. And it's Ian here with you.
And Wayne.
And Mark.
1-800-259-9231. Join us on our website at freetalklive.com. All the features on the site are free, so enjoy those on us. Again, that is freetalklive.com, and those features include archives. If you've missed a moment of the show, just go click and download. In fact, we have an entire year's worth of the program, and you can download an entire month of shows in one fell swoop with our torrents. Just posted the torrent for the month of June. You can grab that right there on the front page of the website at freetalklive.com. It's the cure for naked. JumpTees.com. Go get funny, sexy, clever t-shirts at JumpTees.com. Don't go through life naked. Get jumped at JumpTees.com. pants not included. JumpTees.com is not responsible for customers not wearing pants.
Yeah, you can spell that J-U-M-P-T-E.
Two E's.
E-S. T's.
There you go. 800-259-9231. Talking about these nutters that believe the world's going to end in 2012 based on, well, some crackpot interpretation of the Mayan calendar, plus I'm sure some other gobbledygook. Let's go to your phone calls. Puke's on the line in New Hampshire. You're on Free Talk Live on the Amp Line.
Good evening, guys.
Hey, Puke, what's on your mind?
Well, this thing is just ridiculous. I think it's sort of like the people that want to believe in the Loch Ness Monster, and before them it was Nostradamus and all that silly stuff. But I think what's most ridiculous about it is it's a calendar. And I have a calendar on my wall that also ends in December. but the world doesn't end. I just go and get a new one. You know, the Mayan civilization went extinct or whatever, you know, thousands of years ago. What was it, 100? Anyway. And, you know, some guy was probably just working on his calendar, calculating the days and the sun, moon, and all that crazy whatever.
Mm-hmm.
And eventually he got to, like, 2012, and he was like, well, whew, it's about time for a smoke break. I think I've calculated this thing out far enough, you know? I mean, that's it. It's just crazy.
Hey, Pew, just curious, what kind of calendars do you usually have up on the wall?
The Doom Predictor 5000.
Right.
My calendar right now is actually just a generic something that I picked up somewhere, but I actually use a calendar on my computer, which is way better than a paper calendar because it can, like, give me alerts and all kinds of stuff like that. So
when I was growing up, my friend's dad had this calendar where you lift up this little plastic and the woman's clothes would come off.
Hey, that's
remember those?
Oh, really?
Tricky.
Oh,
they were clothes. It was a film, and the clothes were on the film, and when you lift the film up, they were naked.
I don't know if they make those anymore,
nice.
Wayne.
I know, I'm dating myself.
Everybody gets their porn online. Who needs a calendar for it anymore? Hey,
right.
Pete, anything else on your mind?
Also, I'd like to mention, since I'm on the air, I made I made 14 different wallpapers for show, and I put them online on your guys' wiki. So if anybody's out there who isn't aware, because I know some people don't go online to the forums and such, so go to the wiki, freetalklive.com, and type in wallpapers, and, you know.
Yeah, I've seen the wallpapers. They're very nice. They're very sharp.
For using the back of your computer screen.
Yeah, for your desktop.
Okay.
Yeah, and you made them pretty high resolution, right, Puke, so people can scale them down as necessary?
Yes, I made them 1680 by 1050, which is a pretty big monitor size, resolution, whatever you want to call it. So pretty much anybody should be able to at least size it down. I tried to make it big enough that, you know, because a lot of times the problem is you'll go looking for these wallpapers online and they'll be too small.
Yeah.
And then you put it on your computer and it gets all pixelated and looks like crap. So.
And so they are free, courtesy of Puke, who took... I didn't pay you to do this, because it was all on your own volition. You decided you just wanted to crank these things out because you felt like it. And that's pretty cool.
You guys got up the promo page where you have banners and stuff like that. And on that promo page is a file of the Free Talk Live logo, and so anybody who knows how to use it can use it and do what I did. I like it because it's enjoyable for me. It's kind of like a hobby to do stuff like that. So yeah,
I think it's great. That's one of the great things about the wiki is, you know, it allows people to essentially kind of create their own little section of what they feel is appropriate about Free Talk Live. In your case, you felt the inspiration to create some Free Talk Live wallpapers. You took the tools that were necessary to do it, and you cranked them out and put them online.
And people will be able to use it for a great deal of time into the future.
Yeah.
So they stay up there. You know,
one's going to change the logo, which I don't think we're going
to
do.
And if anybody else wants to make their own version of a wallpaper or whatever, you know, they can also put it up there on that page. I made a section where it's like by user, so there's mine, and if you want to, you can go in there and edit it and put your section.
You can have a little wallpaper competition between the various different artists out there. Excellent. Puke, thanks for bringing that up. Appreciate the call tonight. 800-259-9231. And he's right. Promote.freetalklive.com is where you want to go if you're one of the artistically minded folks and you're looking for a very high resolution, like a vector graphics version of our logo. It's there. And you can take that and turn it into various different things if you want.
Do whatever you wish.
Yeah, because
we don't
have believe in intellectual property.
Man.
So it's all you, man. Have fun with that, all right? Promote.freetalklive.com. 800-259-9231. So I'm looking at this guy's website, How to Survive 2012, and I don't know. I don't even know if there's anything in here worth talking about. It's just another nutcase.
It didn't seem like an exciting website to me.
Yeah. It looks awful. It looks boring. And the guy's a nut job. So let's move on and talk to Andy in Michigan. You're on Free Talk Live. Hello, Andy.
Hi, guys. Ed, thanks for having me on.
No problem. What's on your mind tonight?
I heard you guys talking last night about the whole property tax thing and the agreement, the title deed, and all that stuff.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
And I'm not eligible to do this because I don't own property or rent it from the government or anything like that. But I have found a website called teamlaw.org that is supposed to show you how to apply for a land patent.
What's it called?
A land patent.
Yeah, I've looked into this before.
What's the website?
Teamlaw.org. I've looked into this land patent thing. The suggestion with the land patent is that you don't actually legally own your own property because the government holds the allodial title or the land patent or whatever it is that the terminology is. And that as long as government holds this and you don't actually have any claim over your property and there's some sort of long, arduous, legalistic process that you can engage in order to try to get the land patent, back into your possession. And it just seems...
supposed to be a reversion back to the original constitutional concept of property ownership is what I gathered.
It's all very confusing to me, and I get the feeling when I look at stuff like that is like, well, I'm begging the government to do something for me, and that's not what I want. I don't want to ask the government to give me the land patent back or whatever piece of paper it is that they have on file, because I know they're not going to do anything like that. They're not going to put themselves in a position where they're going to, grant me something that would put them at a disadvantage. So it seems like a big waste of time to me. I mean, does anybody actually have real, tangible evidence to show that, yes, they've done this, yes, it works, and yes, I am successfully not paying property taxes and have not been paying property taxes for a decade? Does that even exist? Do you know?
I do not know. I would love to hear it if they did, though.
Yeah. I mean, that's why I say... Right, that's why I say it's all, a bunch of speculation as far as I'm concerned, and it'll just get people to jump through a whole lot of legalistic hoops, and at the end, you'll get nothing out of it except a bunch of your time wasted.
Probably a lot of money.
Yeah, most of us hold property fee simple.
Say again, Andy?
I had one other thing to add. I saw the newspaper today, one of the Detroit newspapers, and I can't remember which one, but the city of Flint is arresting people now for having sex.
Tell me what for in a moment. Hang on. Tell me what for in a moment. I missed that. We'll get more from Andy here in a moment. This is your show. You can bring up whatever's on your mind. We'll find out what's going on in Detroit. This is Free Talk Live.
Every 22 seconds, a violent crime is committed. Are you concerned about your personal safety? Why wait for something bad to happen when you can take action now? Be smart. Be safe. Trust pepper spray instead of your luck. Pepperspray.com is the only website you'll ever need for all your non-lethal self-defense supplies. Pepperspray.com carries one of the largest assortments of pepper spray and personal safety products on the web, including mace, animal repellents, stun guns, and tasers. Pepperspray.com also carries a large assortment of products for personal, home, child, and pet safety. Pepperspray.com is proud to feature Saber brand Pink Ribbon Pepper Spray. For every Saber Pink Ribbon Pepper Spray sold, a donation will be made to the National Breast Cancer Foundation. Enter the word pepper in the coupon box, and you'll receive 10% off your order. So what are you waiting for? Go to pepperspray.com. That's pepperspray.com. Or call 1-800-908-9988. Call today.
Attention, this is an urgent GCN news bulletin. Do you desperately need to get out of debt fast? Would you like to make some of your debts disappear completely? If so, and you're a GCN listener, there's a very real chance that you'll now be able to do it. Here's why. A new manual has just been published that reveals how you can get out of debt in 90 minutes without any loans or bankruptcy whatsoever. The insider secrets revealed allow you to get out of debt so fast and so completely that it makes some people feel like they're cheating, but they're not. The secrets taught in the manual are 100% legal and 100% ethical. It's just that bankers, debt collectors, and credit card companies don't want you to know about these loopholes. Learn how to finally teach those financial vultures some humility by beating them at their own game, and above all, learn how to bail out for a soft landing. Get control, get relief, get some sleep. Go to www.outin90.com. That's www.outin90.com. Or call 877-327-0365. That's 877-327-0365.
Would you like to know how you can use water as fuel and laugh at the rising price of gas? Then keep listening for a very special offer. GasFreedom.info has the information you need to learn about a simple technology you can have right now. GasFreedom is a do-it-yourself, affordable, practical, free energy device. It uses electricity from your car's battery to separate water into a gas called HHO. HHO, also called Brown's gas, burns efficiently and provides the energy your car needs. In just 10 minutes, you'll discover exactly how this is possible. This is the secret the oil and auto industry doesn't want you to know. Go to GasFreedom.info to learn how easy it is to extract energy from water to run your car. During the month of July, visit GasFreedom.info and receive $100 off of your order. Turn any car into a hybrid and laugh all the way to the bank. Visit GasFreedom.info. That's GasFreedom.info. Or call 239-628-3708. That's 239-628-3708. Call today.
Last month, Ready Reserve Foods stated that by fall, food would be in short supply and the government would be forced to impose controls on food and food distribution because of civil unrest and panic. Well, the floods in the heartland of America have all but assured this will happen. It is estimated that 5 million acres of farmland will not be producing over 700 million bushels of corn alone. If you have ever thought about storing food, now is the time to do so. Call Ready Reserve Foods at 1-800-453-2202 for a free catalog. Larry Matlack, president of the American Agriculture Movement, stated on June 6th that the USDA has only enough wheat stored to make one half of a loaf of bread for every American. Visit us on the web at ReadyReserveFoods.com. 1-800-453-2202. That's 1-800-453-2202. Act now.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
This is Free Talk Live. It is your show, and you can bring up what you want via the toll-free number at 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line, and it's Ian here with you.
And Wayne.
And Mark. Join us online at freetalklive.com. The features are free on our website, including... Now, we've got live streams there, broadband version of the show and a dial-up version, both free for you. So enjoy those on us at freetalklive.com.
In Chapter 6, Subterranean, Tad Galahad goes to hell, and hell he finds nanobots, killbots, sexbots, supermodel clones, immortality, and a rocket ride off this pale blue dot. Go to freedom-engineering.com. That's freedom-engineering.com.
As we continue with your calls, Andy is back in Michigan. You're going to tell us about what's going on in Detroit. Andy, go ahead, sir.
I was in the Detroit paper, but the story was about Flint. Apparently, the police in Flint are arresting people now for having sagging pants.
Oh, no, not this again.
Yes, this again. And they had a picture on there. So if your pants sag this much, you're guilty of this. And if your pants sag that much, you're guilty of that. And if your butt shows, oh, man, that's indecent exposure, and you should probably be shot. It was terrible, but that was all I had. Thanks, guys.
Incredible.
Thank you. Appreciate it. 800-259-9231. It is true.
You know, I would consider that people that have their pants hanging down too far, are guilty of bad taste. However, I would not giving them a citation, giving the government yet another revenue-generating option by going after people whose pants I don't like. It's silly.
I'm looking at the graphic here. Reason.com has this on their blog today. And it is showing the graphic from the Flint Police Department. There are three potential problems here. There's a warning. You get a warning for exposed underwear. So if your pants are just, you know, sitting down a little bit, or maybe your underwear is hiked up a little too high or whatever, for whatever reason, if your underwear is exposed in any way, shape, or form.
A lot of these guys will pull their, will tuck their T-shirts into their underwear so that their underwear is exposed.
An exposed underwear will result in a warning. You will get a disorderly conduct charge if your underwear is exposed and your pants are located below your buttocks. Now, I'm wondering if the police officer will have to give the buttock a good grab to make sure that it's actually completely exposed.
So I can pull my underwear up real high, and as long as my pants aren't below my, resting on my buttock, then we're fine. I can show my underwear.
You will get a warning if your underwear is exposed.
Period.
That is correct. A disorderly conduct charge comes with the pants below buttocks, and an indecent exposure charge will come if your buttocks are exposed in any way. So if you can see any crack, any bit of crack, then you will get an indecent exposure charge in Flint, Michigan.
Bizarre.
And indeed, the story here from the Detroit Free Press at freep.com. Flint residents now have to watch their butts because Police Chief David Dix is on the lookout. Dix, who took over the department last month on an interim basis, announced...
How do you spell that?
D-I-C-K-S, announced that his officers would start arresting people wearing saggy pants that expose skibbies, boxer shorts, or bare bottoms. So it doesn't even sound like he had to go through the process of getting the city council to do this.
Deemed it indecent.
Right. Down in Louisiana... where we first started hearing these stories, and there's a couple other places in the South that have done this, but they actually went through the process of having the city council create a new law. Not that I'm saying that makes it any more legitimate, but they just skipped right over that part in this particular case. He's just the interim sheriff, too, or the interim police chief. But hey, power's power, right? And he'll grab as much of it for as long as he can and wield it in the way he wants. He says some people call it a fad, said Dix. He told the Free Press this week while patrolling the streets of Flint, but I believe it's a national nuisance. It is indecent, and thus it is indecent exposure, which has been on the books for years. On June 27th, the chief issued a departmental memorandum telling officers, this immoral self-expression goes beyond freedom of expression.
Immoral self-expression.
The crime, he says, is disorderly conduct or indecent exposure, both misdemeanors punishable by 93 days to a year in jail and or fines up to $500. Dix, who's 41, broke down his interpretation of the laws as such. Pants pulled completely below the buttocks with underwear showing is disorderly conduct. Saggy pants with skin of the buttocks showing is indecent exposure. And saggy pants not completely below the buttocks with underwear exposed results in a warning.
You know, as much as I think that this is it's silly, it's a waste of time, it's an opportunity for the police to do fundraising at the expense of those who can afford it the least, I do like it when the authorities are unambiguous. I like it when they're clear. There's a picture here telling you where your pants have to be. At the very least...
They aren't authorities, Mark. They're just people with guns.
Whatever. At the very least, when they come up, you know, any other town, if some cop comes up and says, your pants are too low, he's just responding to what he decides is too low.
Mm-hmm.
Whereas in Flint, Michigan, at the very least, there's a picture. Look, Your Honor, my pants weren't that low.
The ACLU is already scrutinizing the enforcement, but Dix says he's not backing down until the pants stop falling down.
The ACLU just gave this guy his opportunity, really.
Is this going to... I mean, this really is just about money, right, Mark? Because the society has had saggy pants for at least a decade, if not longer than that, a couple decades, maybe. It's always been fairly popular with the kids. And... are they really thinking that by penalizing people with prison time that people are going to stop doing this?
They're finally going to stop the scourge of saggy pants?
Right, that's going to turn around what they perceive of as this immoral society. I mean, this man is obviously very, very concerned with the morals, his perception of the morals of those who surround him. Does he believe this is going to be the crux issue that everything's going to rotate upon?
He's just irritated by something, and he's going after that and the people that do it.
Yeah.
Hey, man, what are you in for? Saggy pants.
Yep, just like that.
Do you think that black people are more likely to have saggy pants? Young black males are more likely to have saggy pants than young white males, or is about the same?
More likely? I think it's a fad that has really become pervasive. But,
like an excuse to go after black guys.
I wouldn't doubt that.
Yeah. That's what it seems like to me, because, you know, the cops are always looking for a new excuse to target people they don't like, you know, whether they be the color they don't like or from the, interest group they don't like. They're always looking for an excuse.
Young males are going to do bawdy, outrageous things in order to attract young females. And if you're, you know, rich, you can do a lot of things. If you're poor, you have fewer options because there, you know, just fewer things you can buy in order to be that bawdy guy. So, you know, this is one way to, I guess, attract, use plumage to attract the female of the species.
Really? And, are girls attracted by this?
Well, if they're in the right, social subset, I would imagine they would have to be.
Hmm. What does that say to a girl? I mean, if you're a lady and you see a guy with his pants hanging below his butt.
What does it say to a girl if the guy has a mohawk? What does it say for any fashion statement at all? What does it say if the guy wears eyeliner and his wears girls' jeans? I mean, what these are all fashions that are, you know, currently exist right now.
Yeah, I guess there's going to be a girl out there that's attracted to all of the above.
What's it say to a girl if you get your hair greased back and you have cigarettes rolled up in one of your t-shirts? You know, what does it say? I don't know what it says, but it's worked all these years. I mean,
Mark, what would you do?
The girls don't have any better taste than the guys do.
Mark, what would you do if you were single right now to attract women?
Well, it wouldn't be dressed silly, I can assure you of that. my system is to make good money, and then they'll be attracted by that.
On Monday, a Free Press reporter and videographer rode with the chief as he confronted teens sporting the SAG look. He issued verbal warnings to several people and said the style also gives police probable cause to search those wearing no-rise jeans. Oh, how convenient.
Mm.
So if you violated their little pants code, then they have the right to search your pants and, of course, inevitably find people with little baggies of marijuana and pipes and things like that, which is probably the real intention here, because they probably understand that individuals who are wearing these baggy pants and maybe have a higher likelihood than those who don't to perhaps engage in certain, illicit substances on a recreational basis. I'm just going out on a limb there, but it wouldn't seem unusual for police people to be targeting people for the excuse of getting to, they're targeting them for nonsense, for the excuse of getting to search them to find more. 800-259-9231 is the SACL CAI toll-free line. The whole idea that government, this agency that was supposedly created to protect life, liberty, and property, is now going out and issuing dress code violations to people. This is Free Talk Live.
You ever have one of those days where everything goes right? First, I get the best parking space at work. Tonight, I have a date with the very lovely Rachel. And today, I gave a killer presentation in Sydney. Finalized a contract in London and demoed our new product in Boston. Online from my desk with WebEx. WebEx lets me take meetings and give presentations from my desk. I just talk to clients on the phone and they watch what's happening on my desktop from their desktop. So I can travel the world and still be here for my date tonight with Rachel.
Travel less, meet online. Go to WebEx.com and try WebEx free. Just click the radio graphic and enter promo code 600 to get a free trial and a free webcam too. Remember that code, 600, to qualify for the free webcam. WebEx, now part of Cisco and used by more than 5.5 million people every month. Give it a try, free. Go to WebEx.com and enter the promo code 600, WEBEX.com. Free webcams available while supplies last. Terms and restrictions apply. See website for details.
If the cost of your prescriptions are getting out of control, you want to listen carefully to this. RxDrugCard.com is a simple, innovative program designed to give individuals the same purchasing power as large HMOs and insurance companies. As a member of RxDrugCard.com, you'll enjoy savings of up to 80% on all prescription medications at over 52,000 USA pharmacies, including Walmart, Walgreens, and Eckerd's. Don't risk ruining your health by using cheap, counterfeit, foreign drugs. This program provides savings on safe, genuine, FDA-approved medications. With low membership fees, unlimited use, no age or income requirements, and coverage for all pre-existing conditions, RxDrugCard.com is an absolute must for anyone who pays for their own prescriptions. Enroll today for as little as $4.50 per month at www.RxDrugCard.com and start saving immediately. RxDrugCard.com is backed by a 30-day money-back guarantee. Visit RxDrugCard.com. Or call 888-216-2461. That's 888-216-2461.
Did you know that pH balance is one of the most important factors in maintaining high energy and vibrant health? Most experts agree that the water you drink should be at a pH level of 9 or higher. Plasma pH Drops combine a unique formula of the most alkaline minerals and elements. This product is a one-of-a-kind in its strength and effectiveness. Using plasma pH drops is one of the best ways to make your water alkaline while helping you get rid of acid and regaining your health and energy. With just 10 drops, you can raise the pH level of the water you drink up to the pH of 10. Alkalizing water helps the body rid itself of acidic waste and increases the oxygen content of your body. Disease organisms like bacteria and cancer cannot survive in an alkaline environment. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops now by going directly to AlkaVision.com. That's AlkaVision.com. Or call 269 844-344-3420 today.
Fuel prices are at an all-time high with no relief in sight. Do you feel powerless against the large oil companies? Now you can fight back. Dur Alt Fuel Conditioner from Fuel Saver Incorporated is the solution you need for power, performance, and especially savings. Fuel Saver Inc.'s conditioner increases miles per gallon in gas and diesel engines and reduces emissions, saving up to 70 cents on each gallon of fuel you purchase. This remarkable fuel conditioner also cleans fuel injectors and pumps, reduces engine noise, and saves you money on costly repairs. Your engine will run like new with improved miles per gallon, and the savings far exceed the cost of the product. Go to FuelSaverInc.com today. That's FuelSaverInc.com, or call toll-free 866-768-7811. Call now, 866-768-7811, or go to FuelSaverInc.com. Dur-Alt Fuel Conditioner. Start saving on fuel today.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231. And log on at freetalklive.com.
This is Free Talk Live. It's your show. You can take control of the airwaves via the toll-free number at 1-800-259-9231. The SACL CAI toll-free line. It is Ian here with you.
And Wayne.
And Mark. And you can join us online at freetalklive.com. If you like the show, then become an amplifier. Just go to amp.freetalklive.com. Get on board for $3 a month. We take that money in and reinvest it into the show, getting on more radio stations and spreading the message of freedom and liberty as far and as wide as possible, getting more internet listeners on board. Go get the details about how we're spending some of the money and sign up with PayPal or any major credit card or one of the alternate options. Go to amp.freetalklive.com and you'll learn about perks you get access to, like the amp-only call-in lines, chat room, forum, and more. All the details are there at amp.freetalklive.com. Well, the government in Flint, Michigan, and in other cities around the country, and as we've said before, whenever governments get a bad idea into their head, they always spread. Other government people pick them up from around the world and around the country, and they bring them to their so-called jurisdictions. Of course, these are just people that are ruling by threat of violence. They're not legitimate in any way, shape, or form, because some people would not have consented to rules like this. We're talking about Flint, Michigan, where they're now enforcing indecent exposure laws on people that have a little bit of their butt crack showing. You know, plumber walking down the street, got his butt crack showing a little bit, he's going to get slapped with an indecent exposure charge. They're saying that if you've got your pants hanging down below your buttocks with your boxers or your underwear exposed in some way, that you will get a disorderly conduct charge. And the police chief is rolling around the streets of Flint, pulling over people and, you know, stopping them on the side of the road as he took a free press reporter and videographer recently on one of these ride-alongs where he was issuing verbal warnings to let people know about the new law. He flipped on the flashing lights of his departmental-issued Chevy Tahoe as he stopped a shirtless young man walking. You know, we need to stop that now, too, taking off shirts. Can't allow that. People might see nipples.
God knows.
And that would titillate. Anyway, a shirtless young man walking the streets with saggy shorts and exposed boxers. The chief asked, "Did you hear about the law?" The man responded, "I heard about it the other day. I'm going to issue a warning. I need you to get a belt because it's indecent exposure," he said to the 20-something man. During another stop, Police Chief Dix marveled at the steps a man took to wear his pants low. He said, "This guy had a belt on, but he'd rather have his belt on around his thighs than above his waist. If no one tells him it's against the law, he'll never know." Well, gee, you think that's because nobody bothers to read the damn laws? Because there's way too many laws and no one could possibly ever read them?
You couldn't read all the laws if that's all you did all day, every day.
So a couple of young ladies from Flint did comment, apparently expressing their admiration. So they are out there. People, they really think that the saggy pants are hip and cool.
I'm sure they do.
They say, "I think it's cute when boys sag," say the young ladies. Flint is often called one of the most violent cities in America. City of about 120,000, dwindling jobs and dwindling population has left an aging retired sector, older blue-collar workers, and a few middle-aged professionals in youths. And depending on who you talk to about sagging, those within each generation don't necessarily put their pants on the same way. 16-year-old Montez Pfeiffer says, if I pay for my pants, I should be able to wear them how I want to.
Everyone, I think Montez is right. I don't recommend he wears them down and around his knees, but...
He says, everyone thinks it's gangster, but it's a fashion, nothing more. His friend, who is 14, said his mother warned him about the chief's stance on sagging. He says, I pulled them up to respect her. When she left, I pulled them back down. Another friend, you see, because the laws work so well, right? Mm. So when the authority figure, in this case, mom, is around, pants go up, and when she's gone, the pants go back down.
Mm.
So really, what is this going to do besides impoverish some young people in Flint that are already having a tough time?
Well, they're going to give them the cops a chance to harass them, too.
Another friend said, I think it's cute when boys sag. Down the street, 32-year-old Sanika Nichols weighed in. She says, the sagging is out of control. It went from a style to a disruption. The chief has a good idea. I'm not saying people should go to jail, but maybe they should do community service. Hey, guess what?
For wearing
what?
Their pants down?
Sanika, they're going to go to jail, okay? Because if they get this $500 fine, or whatever the fine is going to be, it could be up to $500, if they get this fine and they don't pay that fine, then they could go to jail for not paying the fine, and the cops could just put them in jail if they want to for having the saggy pants. There's nothing that precludes or prohibits the cops from sending these people to jail over this. Nothing. You could spend 93 days in jail for saggy pants. Says here, if you don't want to pick up your pants, pick up the neighborhood. How's that sound? Greg Gibbs, the lawyer for the ACLU.
It sounds really crappy. Shut up and leave people alone.
The ACLU says this crackdown sounds like a vast waste of resources. We are concerned an enforcement of the chief's memo may lead to some constitutional violations on a case-by-case basis due to the failure of his memo to define what constitutes indecent exposure. Flint's not the first city to take a look at policing the exposure of underwear, and then they list some of the other places that have done it. Dan Henson knows all about the style of sagging. He's a manager at Mr. Allen's clothing store and a former sagger himself. He said customers frequently come in to buy large-fitting pants that sag. He says, I stopped when I was around 21, but this style has been around for a long time. He says, I don't think it's going anywhere.
I wore them probably up until, 25. So I've done it, too.
And it's, the ACLU says they're going to wait and see how aggressively the chief enforces the law before they decide to take action. They're concerned if the policy disproportionately affects African Americans, which I think certainly is a legitimate concern. As I say, it will give the police yet another excuse to harass young males, particularly young black males, on the streets and put more warm, innocent bodies into cold jail cells. How can anyone look at this and say that they live in a free country? How can anyone look at this and cheer this on? If you're somebody that thinks this is a good idea, I want to hear from you. 800-259-9231.
Well, you might think it's a good idea. You can't back it up by saying it's free country.
Right, right. Let's continue here. Your calls. Wayne is on the line in Montana listening on KGEZ. Hello, Wayne. You're on Free Talk Live.
How are you?
Great. Hey, what's on your mind, Wayne?
Well, I called to talk about the allodial titles that you talked about earlier on the program.
Yeah, do you have one?
No, I have a really good friend that does, and
really?
And I want to just tell you a little bit about that allodial title process.
Please do, because I don't understand it one iota.
Beg your pardon?
Please tell, because I don't understand the process at all.
Well, the allodial title is one of those things that's buried in antiquity, and it's in every title in the United States, and the whole criteria for getting an allodial title is your property has to be free and clear, in other words, paid off with a mortgage.
Mine is.
And
that's
when you have
that
property, when you have a no lien on your mortgage, you can go into the courthouse and apply for an allodial title. And my friend did that, but the problem that you have after you apply for that allodial title is the taxing authorities want to continue to tax you for that allodial title.
Mm-hmm.
Well, every year they sent him a tax form, and he sent them back a copy of his allodial title saying he owes no tax on this property because it's an allodial free title. And when that happened, every year, and I haven't been in contact with my friend for a while. I live in Montana. He lives in Oregon now. And he did this allodial title thing, and he said for the 3 years I talked to him about it, he had to send in a copy of his allodial title every time he got a tax receipt, and they kept trying to tax him on this
property.
And then
they would say, oh, okay, after that?
Well, yes, they would let him go, and then the next year he'd get another tax.
My question is this. The percentage of people that own their own property isn't particularly high in the United States, but it's in the double digits. especially in places like New England, for instance. Now, there are people that work at the courthouse. There are judges, there are clerks of the court, there are, you know, all kinds of bureaucrats scurrying about. Surely those people have heard about allodial titles.
Yes,
and
they
then,
must have.
I would imagine they have. And then their families and then their friends. And then I would think that the word of this allodial title thing would spread. Because I just talked to a lawyer today, and he was, you know, wanting to wheel and deal with me on a lawsuit that I'm bringing against the town that I live in. And I said that I want an allodial title. This lawyer, who has been practicing law in this town for close to 50 years now,
is he a real estate attorney?
What is that?
Is he
a
real estate attorney?
Yeah, most people know nothing about it. It's buried in the tax codes way back.
What I'm saying is, if it exists, is somebody should have mentioned it somewhere to someone.
How do you find out how to actually get this back? And you're saying you have to apply, which means that they could deny your application. Doesn't that essentially put you subservient to the government and begging them to do something for you?
No. They can't deny you an allodial title as long as your property is free and clear.
Well, why can't they just want to hold on? But now that's interesting. But couldn't they just put a lien on your property right then and there and prevent that from happening? I mean, they are the government.
Well, they don't put a lien on it because this is the law. The law says that when you have that allodial title, property taxes from way, way, way back were unconstitutional. And somehow we got into this thing, and I don't know, time progresses, you know, and people get used to it, and then all of a sudden it becomes the norm.
How onerous is this process? Do you know anything about it? I'd like to ask you more questions.
I don't know the real details about it.
The only thing I do know about it is my
friend did this.
And you don't know how to get in touch with him, right?
Was he in Texas, by the way?
I can get in touch with him tomorrow.
Can you do that? Because I'd love to have this guy on the program to tell us about this, because a lot of people are very concerned. In fact, I'm going to put you on hold and talk to you here during the break. More coming up. Hour 3 is on the way. Free Talk Live. Are you remodeling your kitchen or bath? Perhaps you just want to easily update the look of those old cabinets or that old set of drawers. InterKnobs.com offers a wide variety of knobs, pulls, bath accessories, and plumbing fixtures for every taste and budget. Free Talk Live listeners can save 10% on all InterKnobs.com merchandise by using code FTL at checkout. That's InterKnobs.com. InterKnobs.com. Friendly service and wholesale prices for knobs, pulls, and more at InterKnobs.com. And don't forget, use code FTL to save 10%.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Did you miss your favorite shows on GCN today? Thanks to the continued support of our listeners, subscribers, and sponsors, we are proud to bring the GCN audience a new and exciting way to listen called On Demand. Available on GCNLive.com, On Demand plays each show continuously until the next time the show goes live. It's simple to use. Just go to GCNLive.com, click on the On Demand button, and find your favorite shows. Don't get discouraged. Get On Demand. Free. Thanks again to the listeners at GCNLive.com.
Wake up!